Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hello and welcome to BattlefieldTraining.com, a podcast dedicated to building the leader in you. From websites to webinars, online opportunities to one-on-one coaching. Remember, the first step in success is building the leader in you. So let's get started. Hey, as part of the Independent Certified John Maxwell team, we want to live out the principles John teaches. This is our rule of five that we seek to practice every day. To lead, grow, create, excel, and serve. Remember, make today count. All right, let's go over 6, 7, and 8 of the downsides of positional leaders. And number 6, leaders who remain positional get branded and stranded. Whenever people use their position to lead others for a long time and fail to develop genuine influence, they become branded as positional leaders, and they rarely get further opportunities for advancement in the organization. If you've been a positional leader, you can change. However, you need to recognize the longer that you've relied on your position, the more difficult it will be for you to change others' perceptions about your leadership style. You may even need to change positions in order to restart the process of developing influence with others. Number 7, turnover is high for positional leaders. When people rely on their positions for leadership, the result is almost always high turnover. Good leaders leave an organization when they have to follow a bad leader. Good workers leave organizations when the work environment is poor. Interview people who have left, and the odds are that they didn't leave because of the job, they left because of the leadership. Every company has turnover, and it is inevitable. The question every leader must ask is, who is leaving? Organizations with level one leadership tend to lose their best people and attract average or below average people. The more level one leaders an organization has, the more the door swings out with high-level people and in with low-level people. An organization will not function on a level higher than its leader. It just doesn't happen. If a level one leader is in charge, the organization will eventually be a level one organization. If the leader is on level four, the organization will never get to level five unless the leader grows to that level. All right, number 8, positional leaders receive people's least, not their best. People who rely on their positions and titles are the weakest of all leaders. They give their least. They expect their position to do the hard work for them in leadership. As a result, their people also give their least. Some people who work for a positional leader may start out strong, ambitious, innovative, and motivated, but they rarely stay that way. Typically, they become one of the following 3 types of people. This is very common in some of the governmental jobs. Clock watchers. Followers who thrive in level one leadership environments love clocks. And they want them visible at all times throughout that building. They evaluate every moment at work according to the clock. How long they've been there? How much time do they have left? How long until break time? When's supper? How long until lunchtime? Clock watchers always know how much time they have left before they get to go home. And they never want to work a moment beyond quitting time. But think about it. When the people who work with you can hardly wait to quit working with you, something's wrong. Number two is just enough, quote unquote, employees. Just enough. When leaders use their leadership position as leverage, the people who work for them often begin to rely on their rights as employees and the limits of their job descriptions to protect them from having to work any more than absolutely necessary. They do only what's required of them. They do just enough to get by, just enough to get paid, and to keep their job. When people follow a leader because they have to, they'll do only what they have to. People don't give their best to leaders they like least. They give reluctant compliance, not commitment. They may give their hands, but certainly not their heads and hearts. Just enough, people have a hard time showing up. The only commitment they show is taking off the maximum days allowed for any reason. Some spend a lot of mental energy finding creative ways of eliminating work. If only they use the commitment in positive ways. Number three, the mentally absent. In a level one environment, there are always individuals who may be physically present but mentally absent. They do not engage mentally and they show up merely to collect a paycheck. This attitude is highly damaging to an organization because it seems to spread. When one person checks out mentally and doesn't suffer any consequences, others often follow. Mental turnover and sloppiness are contagious. When the people who work for a team, a department, or an organization give little of themselves, the results are mediocre at best, and morale is dismal. Success demands more than most people are willing to offer, but not more than they are capable of giving. The thing that often makes the difference is good leadership, and that's not found on level one. The greatest downside about level one leadership is that it is neither creative nor innovative. It's leadership that just gets by. And if a leader stays on the downside of level one long enough, he or she may find themselves on the outside. If a leader fails on level one, there's really nowhere to go but a U-Haul territory. All right, thank you for listening today, and please do us a big favor. Leave a comment or review, and be sure to stop by www.battlefieldtraining.com for more leadership opportunities and resources. Remember, listen, learn, and then lead. And remember, most of all, you got to work smarter because it just makes sense. Hey, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Cheetahs are the fastest cats on Earth. Want your kids to get free Animal Planet trading cards with cool creatures like the cheetah? You better get to Randall's fast, because you'll only be able to get these amazing cards with fascinating facts free until September 6th. Hurry in! There are 120 different Animal Planet cards to collect, only at Randall's. Randall's, proudly serving Texas families since 1966.